For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. The bill for taxpayers and the lame duck lawsuits are now. The bill for taxpayers and the lame duck lawsuit is now $2.3 million in outside legal fees and is set to increase. Republican lawmakers have outspent Democratic Governor Tony Evers' $1.8 million to just over $500,000, according to state open records laws. The lame duck laws were passed by Republicans to limit the powers of Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call prior to them being sworn into their respective offices. A spokesperson for Governor Evers noted that most of the attorneys hired by Republicans are charging $500 an hour, nearly twice the rate of the governor's lawyers. A recent study by George Mason University's right-leaning Mercatus Center surmises that, quote, the net effect of targeted economic development subsidies is likely to be negative, end quote. The study examines the Foxconn deal, where under Governor Walker, Wisconsin pledged $3.6 billion in incentives to the Taiwan-based electronics company. The study says that, under realistic scenarios, the subsidy may depress state economic activity by tens of billions of dollars over the next 15 years. Milwaukee alderperson Malele Coggs has a challenger for the 6th Aldermanic District. Community activist Tori Lowe announced yesterday that he is running for the seat in the heart of the city. Lowe previously challenged Coggs for the seat in 2016 as well. Coggs was first elected to the seat in 2008. A lieutenant for the Milwaukee Fire Department has been charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl at his Oak Creek home. The Milwaukee Fire Department has opened an internal investigation. 44-year-old Robert E. Olson faces a maximum of 40 years in prison and $100,000 in fines. A preliminary hearing is set for December 2nd. Thanksgiving travelers, be advised, a winter storm warning has been issued starting Tuesday night for the northern part of Wisconsin, north of a line from La Crosse to the UP of Michigan border, and will include Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, and everything to the north. A rain-snow mix with an accumulation of 6 to 10 inches of snow is possible for the rest of the state. We'll be feeling it as well with central Wisconsin. Thanksgiving travelers, be advised, a winter storm warning has been issued starting Tuesday night for the northern part of Wisconsin, north of a line from La Crosse to the UP of Michigan border, and it will include Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, and everything to the north. A rain-snow mix with accumulation of 6 to 10 inches of snow is possible. The rest of the state will be feeling it as well, with central Wisconsin set to receive 1 to 4 inches of snow, and Milwaukee could feel gusts of wind up to 45 miles an hour Wednesday afternoon. Greenfield High School is closed today as Greenfield police investigate what the school district is calling irresponsible comments about a potential school shooting. School staff are all reporting into work, but the school itself is closed to students. The Bucks beat the Jazz 122-118 last night. They host the Hawks from Atlanta tomorrow at the Pfizer Forum. Highs today in the low 40s with rain coming this afternoon. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, rain in the early morning hours with highs in the mid-40s. Thursday, Thanksgiving, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.